The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Samech. Today's daf is being sung in Nishmat, Morzikini Yosef Beltana, Vimarat Zikarati Yafa Batsara, and Nishmat Avram Benestel, Hashem Terehem Begin Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being sung for Hashem, Moshe Mendina, Salah Batrahim, Salah Muhammad Batrahel, and that of Farahim, for the Nevit, for the Wolf, for the Kirbad of the Kenya, so on and on. We begin today's daf. On Nun Tet Amud Bet, on the bottom, starting from three lines on the bottom. Amar Abaye Ulta'ame De Rav, according to the reason of Rav. What's Rav again? Rav held Hare At Mekudeshet Ime Hayom Ulachar Shiloshim Yom. Okay, as a Safek. Does the guy mean Mehayom, or does the guy mean Lachar Shiloshim Yom? Is it a condition that after 30 days retroactively it'll go back? Or is he saying, no, Mehayom, I changed my mind. La'haj Hashim Yom. And if it's only Mekudeshet after 30. That was Rav's Safek. So Gemara says, according to Abaye, Amar Abaye, the Ta'amid, Rav, Ba Echad Ve'amar La, Hare At Mekudeshet Me'achshav U'lachar Lamid Yom. Good, that's the exact Safek that he had. Uba Acher. Another guy comes in between and says, "Ve'amar la harayat bekodesh li me'achshav ulahar esrim yom." He comes along and says, "Harayat bekodesh from now, after 20 days." Uba acher ve'amar la harayat bekodesh li me'achshav ulahar asara yamim. Okay, so you got three guys over here. First guy comes along and says, "They went in order." The first guy said, "Me'achshav after 30." Means after 30 days. It's already Mekudesh to the first guy, from now. Okay? The second guy comes in between and says, Arab Mekudesh at me, after 20 days, Me'achshav, from now. And the third guy comes along and says, Arab Mekudesh at me, after 10 days, Me'achshav. So you have three consecutive situations over here. So comes the Gemara and says, Midishon u'me'acharon tzerich haget. You're going to need a get from the first guy and the last guy. Those are the three that you're going to need a get from. Me'em sa'i ena tzidika get. From the first and the third, from the middle guy, you don't need anything. Manafshach. Why? Because I have a manafshach over here. I say like this. Itena ahavai. We have a safek, according to Rav. Is it a tenai or is it a hazara? If you say it's a condition, dekama kedushe, dehanaklav kedushe. If you say it's a condition, so then the first guy's kedushin is going to be hal first, because he got there first. He said, "Harep kudim achshav lahar shloshim yom." Correct. So once shloshim yom comes, retroactively he's the first guy. The other two are nothing. So he would need a get from the first guy. I hazara avai. If you say it's a retraction, so then already debatra kedushe. Then only the last guy is going to be a kiddushin. De'anach lav kiddushin. Let's talk that out. If it's a retraction, what does it mean? The first guy meant after 30. He retracted. He said now? No, I mean after 30. Okay, so that's 30 days later. Nothing. Second guy comes along and says, no, from now? No, I retract. 20 days later. The third guy came along and said, from that, 10 days later. So the last guy's kiddushin is a kiddushin after 10 days. So therefore, in that case, the chavra, you'd only need to get from the first guy and from the last guy. Again, you need to get from the first guy and from the first lady, first situation, and the last, the middle, nothing. Again, I'll speak it out again. We have a safek, and Rav has a safek. When a guy says, "Arab the kudishni mehayom lachar shloshim," what does it mean? Is it mehayom or is it lachar shloshim? That's a safek. So a guy said, guy number one, Mayom Lahar Toshim. Mayom Lahar Aslim. Mayom Lahar Asara. Okay, let's work it out according to Rav's logic. If it's a condition, meaning it's Mayom, which Kiddushin is going to hit? The first guy's Kiddushin. The first guy that said Mayom Lahar Toshim. After 30, his Kiddushin comes first. It goes backwards, right? Retroactively. He's going to need a get.
The second and third guy don't need a get. He can only be married to one. He can get married to one, which means once already she can only be married to one person. Once already the first kiddushin hit, there's no room for the second kiddushin to be hal. Like she's married already. There's no, can't be married to another guy. Yeah.
The first and second need a get.
No. Yeah, no. The first would need a get. On the other side of the coin, no, maybe it's a hazara. If it's a retraction, so then he's really saying, Mehayom lahash shloshim. He means after 30, because he retracted Mehayom. So this guy's kiddushin is not going to be hot till after 30. The second guy's kiddushin is not going to be hot till after 20. It's earlier. And the third guy's kiddushin is hot after 10. So therefore, the last guy's married, and the first two are not. So Meman Nafshach, in that case of the three people, according to Rav, you would only need a get from the first guy, if you wanted to get a get. Safek, we have a safek, by the way, so we don't know. That is a safek. So therefore, you got to deal with one and three. Number two, for sure, is not part of the situation. So comes the Gemara and says, Pshita, which means it's Pashut. Why did Abaye have to teach us this? I mean, Abaye went out of his way to say, you should know, according to Rav, in this case over here, one and three are safek. Pashut. Once you know already Rav's safek, we know what's going to come out. What Abaye felt they had to tell us this over here. So Gemara says, no. Ma'udetema, I would have thought, Hai lishna mashma tina'a u'mashma chazara. Because I could have learned Rav differently. I could have learned Rav, not that it's a sefik, and it means one of the two, and we don't know which one. I could have learned that it means both. Sometimes it means mehayom, and sometimes it means the Hashloshim. See, till now we learned it. No. He means one thing. We just don't know which one he meant. Which is it talking about Mehayom, or is it... Now, if it's Mehayom, they all mean Mehayom. If it's Hazara, they're all Hazara. The other way of learning is, no, maybe this guy meant Mehayom, this guy meant Hazara, this guy meant Mehayom, which means maybe each guy, it's arbitrarily, and therefore you need a get from all of them. How? So we'll speak it out in a second. How? No. It's consistent for all three. If it's Hazara, it's Hazara on all three. Therefore, you only need to get from the last guy. If it's a condition, so then already you only need to get from the first guy. It's not mixing and matching that this guy, it's Hazara, and this guy meant this. Now, how would it work out that you need to get from all three? So look at Hashi. Hashi says like this. Fourth line. Hai lishna mashma tena'a u mashma chazara. Shte lishonot be mashma. Yes, some people use this language mehayom ve'ad shloshim bilshon tena'i ve'yesh omrim bilshon chazara. Ve'ikal le'memar le'hai tena'a u'lai chazara. This guy used it as a conditioned language. This guy used it as a retraction language. How? Ve'tivri gita mikol had v'chad. How? Dilma kama le'chazara mechavin. Right? Maybe the first guy, he meant retraction. And therefore his kiddushin is not going to be hal until when? Till after 30 days. V'halu shel sheni. And therefore, the second guy's kiddushin at 20 days was hal. Right? If you say the first guy is a chazara, so his kiddushin is pending till 30 days. This guy jumped in and said, my kiddushin is still 20. So the 20 guy is hal. V'sheni l'tanai echavin. Oh, and the second guy kavana as a condition. Therefore, it's retroactively at day 20. It's mikudeshet from now. So therefore, he's definitely married. V'shelo kayamim. V'en shel rishon v'shel acharon kedushin. If in that situation, we got the middle guy involved now. That the middle guy is tanai and the other guys are hazara. Therefore, let's speak it out. The first guy is hazara. Right? So his thing is not till after 30. The third guy is Hazara, he's not till after 10. The second guy says, Me'ashav. He means, Tena, I mean go back from the beginning. So the second guy is Mikudesh, the other two guys, no. Okay? That's all you have to know. That's how we get the middle guy back into the game now. And then you have the other scenarios that we mentioned already. One and three would also need the get if it's Tanai for this guy or if it's Hazara for that guy. So therefore, you would have thought that all three need get. No, according to Rav, it's not that we have
One way or the other.
One way, right, it is that we have, it is one way or the other. It's not both. It's not a sefik that sometimes it can mean this and sometimes it can mean that. That's when Abaye came and taught it. And then she speaks out the rest of the... Let's just read it out in Nashi. Might as well read it in Nashi. Ready? I can say the other way. Our first one was a condition, therefore he's the one that's mekudeshed. It's all retractions, therefore the last guy comes first. Right? The end of Hazara Klal. The Hazara, lo avi bin Shadetan Klal. When Manavshak Emsa'i, lo avu Kedushin. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, Ula Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Oh, Rabbi Yohanan has a different understanding of this situation over here. We brought the story of Ra, we brought the story of Shemuel. Is it a Hazara? Is it a Tenai? Rabbi Yohanan has a different way of learning. He says, Ula Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Afilu Me'a. Tofsim ba. You have one guy comes, right? Another guy comes, put 100 guys like that in between. Mikudeshet, misafik, to all of them. Al-Khawra, how can we mikudesh to all of them? We said to the first guy, maybe to the last guy, the middle guy, no. How is it going to the Yohanan? It's mikudash to all of them. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar le Rav Mesharshia bered Rav Amed Rav Ase asbera lach ta'amad Rabbi Yohanan." I will explain to you the logic of Rabbi Yohanan. Shavun nafshe, these 100 people, kishiragad delibne, like a pile of bricks that are piled on each other. Decholchad vechad. Ravha lehavre shabak, that each one of the mekadeshim left room for his friend that the kiddushin should have. And just like he says, when a person puts a pile of bricks, when a person's piling bricks, let's say all the way up, you don't pile them straight up, because if you're going to pile them just straight on top of each other, by the time it gets too high, it's going to fall. So you have to leave space on the bottom row, let's say. You take the, put one row of bricks on the bottom, right? Then you take the next row, second row two, and you take the first brick and you leave it off a little. So it's half on, half off, and then you put the next brick next to it, and the next brick, the last brick, the third brick is half on, half off, so therefore now it has a, it's stability. Instead of being totally straight up, it's going to tilt. So if you put half on, if you leave space, right, like you make tears on the bricks. So he says, "Kemosh ha'misader arim." I'm reading like Rashi, paraphrasing for you, Rashi. "Kemosh ha'misader arim adavrim maniyata lebena hachitzona shebishura shniya meshuchak lepehutz." Right, the bricks on the second row, you put them jutting out a bit. "Kedesha lebena simuchal atim unachad meksatan lebena rishona." So the second brick will be resting on two bricks. It'll be resting on the outer brick of the first row and the second one. That's what you really want. That's what you're doing. It's giving it the stability. So similarly, each guy came. This guy within 30, this guy within 29, this guy within whatever. So it says, each one of us, Shiye ze lefanav matzaz man ze panui lekedushav shiyachulu. So therefore he learns, Rabbi Yochanan is not explaining what he says, me'acha me'akshavu l'chal zeman b'lashon tenai, and it's not b'lashon hazara according to Rav, it's a lashon shiyur. Which means it's as if the first guy says, my kiddushin, I'm starting it now until 30. It's not going to be finished until 30. So I got a little piece of the action, but there's still room for another guy to come in and say, from now until 20, my kiddushin starting from now, but it'll finish at 20. So I get a piece of kiddushin. Let's say the lady has like a 100 worth of kiddushin, right? So the first guy took 10, and he says it'll be finished at 30, but there's 90 left now in the interim. So when this guy came along and said, "Harim kodeshli until 20 days, so now he has 90 left of the lady to put his kiddushin in there, and so on, the next guy, and therefore each one was mishayer a little for the person after him. They weren't, till now we understood, listen, either he's fully mikudeshet me'achshav, or fully mikudeshet at 30. That's the two options we learned. Now we know it's like a gradual situation. He said, yeah, mikudesh, I'm starting it now, right? And the kiddushin will grow until, until after 30.
100 days.
Right, 100 days later. Okay, but 100 days it'll be finished. But until 100 days, there's still room for another guy to come in and take a piece. So therefore, the kiddushin to all of them. That's the considered shiur. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Deshavu nafshe ki shargad de libne. He made himself like a pile of bricks. Look at Rashi. Hamisadeh levenim. Guys are setting bricks up, right? Verahav kulan shaveh. They're all equal in width. Eno misadeh mamas zu al zu. You don't pile them up straight up on top of each other. Dimken. Hare shura chitzona nofelet. Right? The top row is going to fall. And the next row is going to fall after it. Put the bottom row next to each other. Right? You put the second brick on the second row, interlock, and we put a little off.
Stagger it.
Right? You stagger it. Why? So the second brick will be sitting on two bricks. Yoshevet miksat aleha, umiksat al sheetzla. Good, so it's more stable. Vinishar revach gam b'shniyal yotchilishit miksat aleha. Same thing. Vechikula. So similarly, just like the brick, you're leaving it spaced so it can sit on two bricks. Hachaname kol echad matzam makom zman panu lekedushim v'tafsu kulam leosran. Each one right overlapped each other. Each one found a little space for his kedushim to enter, and therefore she's asura. On all of them. The way he explains it over here is, Lefi da'at ha'at ha'kiddushin matchilin me'akshav, like I explained it to you, ve'enam nigmarim ad ha'zman shenakav. It's a gradual kiddushin. Okay? U'memela kiddushin ha'chalim tofsim b'toch ha'zman. Exactly. It's gradual. So I still have some room when the next guy, first guy said, man, today till 30. So starting today, it's getting bigger, but it's just, she's not mekudesh at all. There's another guy coming down that put his kiddushin in there from now until 20. So then he's also starting his process. Each one has a piece of the action. Mativ Rav Hanina. So Rav Hanina has a question against Rav Yohanan. Mehayom ul achar mita. Okay, get. Guy tells a lady, Mehayom ul achar mita. So he said, get ve'eno get. It's a safek, what he means. If he means Mehayom, it's a get. Because you can give a get when he's alive. If he means lachar mita, it means nothing. Safek. And therefore, ve'imet choletzet ve'lo metyabemet. Okay, let's go slow. If he dies, let's talk it out. If it was a get, do you need a halitza or yibum?
No.
If it wasn't a get, well, you need a yibum. But you can't make a yibum, because if it was a get, now you end up going with your brother's wife. Brother's wife is asur. But maybe it wasn't a get. So if I make chalitza misafik. Good? That's the din. You have mehayom ul achar mita, since I'm misupak, get ve'en or get, on the side it's a get, you need nothing. On the side that it wasn't a get, you need a yibum, but you can't make a yibum because maybe it was a get, so therefore make a chalitza. Clear? Gemara says, Bishlama le'rav misa'yele. Which means, according to Rav, we understand that case. Why? Because he holds by kiddushin me'achshav l'hashloshim is a sefek. What does he mean? So therefore, by gittin, we can say the same sefek me'ayom u'lahar mita. We have the same sefek. Therefore, the din is good according to Rav. Rav, like we learned earlier, Rav makes sense according to the other. There's a proof to Rav this case. L'shmuel name hamani rabbanani. Ve'ana, that's just supposed to be ana. Ana de amri krebi. And like we learned on yesterday's daf, Shmuel would say, I have no problem with that case. That's going to the rabbis. That the rabbis and Rabbi were, the rabbis and Rav were saying the same thing. And Shmuel would say, I'm going like Rabbi Yehuda of that. Or I'm going like Rabbi of that Braita, or that Mishnah, that argued on that case, and said, Vadai, it's a get. Remember we learned over there, it was a machloket, in that case of get, is it a sefek get, or is it a Vadai get? Rabbi held, in that case, Vadai, he means Me'achshav. So Rabbi Yehuda will say, who is it? We have machloket Shmuel. Shmuel will say, I got no problem with that case. That case is a legitimate case, but that's going to go to the rabbis. I personally hold like Rabbi that says, Vadai, it is a get. So Shmuel has a way to explain that statement as well. Again, you had a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbanan. Mehayom ulahar mita. Rabbanan held safek. Good, that's like Rav. Rabbi held Vadai get. Vadai it's mehayom. That's like Shmuel by Kiddushin. That said, Mehayom ulahashlo, she means Vadai, means Mehayom. Good. So Shmuel can understand that, can say, very good, that's Rabbanan, and I hold like the Rabbi that argues. However, according to Rabbi Yohanan, we have a problem. What's the problem? Right? How does he look at it? He looks at it's a gradual process. So then, what is the guy telling his wife? Mehayom lahamita. That what? The get is. You know, starts off a little, it's getting bigger and bigger, until lahamita. What kind of get is that? You cannot make a get like that, which means, basically, he's leaving room in the get. So the Devarah says, that would not work. Kol gita de mishayir ba, any get that doesn't work, and leaves a little space, de lo kedumu. Kol gita de mishayir ba, lo kedumu. A get is kasher only when it conclusively cuts off. And a get like this, that leaves a little space in there. So therefore, if it leaves a little space in there, it's not a get. So therefore, yebumim, yebim. Therefore, if you say it's not a get, bichlal. So therefore, why are you saying make a halisa? Lechale, you have to make a yebum. No get means he died now. He died, died a yebum. What do we say, halisa? But that's the question against Rabbi Yohanan. Mar Rava, get lehotzi umita lehotzi. Wow, Rava gives a big hadush over here. Hold on. Get is what? To release the lady, and mita is to release the lady. Mash shiyed get gemarato mita. Whatever the get didn't finish because she was a grave, so the mita finished. So therefore, it's a full get. Get slash mita, but it's the get that did it. How can that be? Gemara says, "Amar le'abaye midame get motzia mirshut yabam." The get takes you away from the yabam. Mita machnesa mirshut yabam. That brings you towards the yabam. You can't combine these two hotzaot together. It's two different hotzaot. The get tells you you can't go with the yabam. The mitah says you have to go with the yabam. Different hotzaot. Okay, so let's scratch that. Ela amar abaye, because Logan says, hatam, in the case of mehayom ulahar mitah, ta'amamai. What's the reason why you make, why you have to make chalitza? Really, you're right. According to Rabbi Yohanan, you should make a yibum. Because the get cannot be a get, because when you make a get with a shiud in it, with a holding back a little, it's a partial get, no good. Oh, so why didn't it say yibum? Why did it say halitza? Gezera to another case. Mishum me'ayom imati hareze get. Gezera to a case where a guy clearly said, me'ayom, from today, if I die, harezeget. Now, in that case over there, where he says mehayom, for sure it's a get, retroactive, and therefore you don't need anything. So you can't do anything. So therefore, I'm concerned if I'm going to let him make you boom. In this case, he might make you boom. In the other case, that's yisud already. That's yisud Torah, because you're taking your brother's wife. And that's for sure you can. So therefore we made a gezerah in the case where the guy said, what's his language? Where he said, Mehayom ulahar mita. Mehayom ulahar mita. We're making gezerah to the case of Mehayom imati. Let's get the case of Mehayom imati. From today, if I die, which means, If I die, I mean, the second before he dies, the get is going to be hal. Everybody reads that that's retroactive. And therefore, that's Vadai. Therefore, you don't need a halitza. You don't need a yibum. Yibum is asur. So if I'm going to make you, let you make yibum in this case over here, you might make yibum in that case over there where it's a problem. Therefore, I said make a halitza. Good, gizera. So the Gemara said, "V'nigzor mehayom imati de tahlots." Why don't you make a gizera? Where the guy says, "Are you to make a halitza?" In that case, atu mehayom ulachar mita. Go the other way now. Why don't you make a gizera in the case? Now mehayom imati, you need nothing. It's definitely a get. Mehayom imati. Mehayom, because from now it's a get. Make a halitza in this case, because if I don't do anything in this case, you might not do anything in the case where he said, "Me'ayom ulachar mita." So make a halitza in that case, "Me'ayom imati," atu the case of "Me'ayom ulachar mita," that you should make a. So why don't you make a gizera the other way now? If you're not going to do anything there, you might not do anything here. Here you have to do something, because the get is not a get. I understand why you don't want to make a yibum in this case. If you're making a yibum in this case, you're going to make a yibum in a case where it's asur. Good. So make a halitza in the case mayom imati. So you'll make a halitza in the case where it's mayom lacharmita. Go the other way. So the Gemara says, im ata omer choletzet mityabemet. Because we're scared. In the case mayom imati, if you're going to make a token halitza, they might by mistake say, "Oh, halitza means there was some here." So they'll make a yibum. Now, if you make yibum in that case, it's asur, because dude comes a get, right? So therefore, we don't want to. I'm not going to start playing games in this case, mayom imati, to make a token halitza, where it could lead to a definite isur to take care of a case, gives it out to another case. No, I'm worried about it might lead to yibum. So the Gemara says, hachenameh. Oh, so in our case also, imata omer choletzet mechabemet. In our case also of Rabbi Yohanan, where the guy said, mayom ulachal mita. If you say halitza, it might lead to a yibum. And what's the Gemara answer? Tichabim. So even if it led to yibum, it's not the worst thing. Then bekach klum. Hashasha derabbananu. Which means, let's say hypothetically, in the case of mehayom ulachar mita, minat Torah, it's not a get. Mehayom ulachar mita, since the get was a gradual get, it was siyud over there. Correct? Get is not a get. Minat Torah, really have to make a yibum. Correct? The only reason why we're not making yibum is a gezerah to another case. Okay? So I'm making a halitza. So the Gemara says, "Oh, but if you're going to make halitza, then might come to make a yibum." Wouldn't it be the worst thing? Minat Torah, you're supposed to make a yibum. So therefore, in a case where the yibum is legal minat Torah, I'm not worried to make a halitza that it might lead to a yibum. Let it lead to a yibum. It's mutar to make yibum minat Torah. Mashaken, in a case where yibum is asur minat Torah, I'm not going to take a chance to make a halitza, because it might lead to a situation that is indeed isur. Very good. That's the Gemara's hashashot. You dealt with two cases. You dealt with the case of mehayom imati. Mehayom imati clearly means mehayom. The get is from now. So therefore, get is get. 100% get. No halitza, no yibum. And I'm not going to even allow you to make a halitza, because you might come to make a yibum. And that's, if you make a yibum in that case, it's asur. Eshetach. Mashiach in this case over here, where he says, mehayom ulachan mita, which according to Yohanan, the get, starting from now, it's a shiu. The get is nothing a get, and really, you should make it. You should need a yibum in this case, by the way, because the guy died without a get, with a faulty get. Make yibum. I'm not making yibum because making yibum in this case might come to make things mayum and mati. Oh, so make a halitza. Okay, good. Make a halitza. Oh, but if you make a halitza, you might come to make yibum. If you make yibum, you don't make avon. So therefore, it's okay to make a halitza. Good. On to the next mishnah. Ha'omer le'isha. Guy tells a lady. Hare at mekudeshet li. He gives her a piruta. Hare at mekudeshet li al menat she'eten lach 200 zuz. Right? On the condition that I give you 200 zuz. Hare zu mekudeshet. He's mekudeshet immediately with the coin that he gave. Do you ten? And he's got to make good on his condition. But the kedushin is on the piruta, and then he has to make good. Right? He's got to pay. We'll see exactly what this means. We'll wait till the Gemara. Next case. Al menat she'eten lach mikan ve'ad 30 yom. The guy comes along and says, "Hare at mekudeshet li," on the condition of 30 days, to give you 200 zuz. Natan la betok shlushim mekudeshet. If he gave her within 30 days, good mekudeshet. Ve'im lav ena mekudeshet. Okay, so he's got to give her the money within the framework, the time. Al menat sheyesh li 200 zuz. Guy comes on, hara mekudeshet li, whatever with this money, on the condition that he should know I have 200 zuz. Harezu mekudeshet ve'yesh lo. It'll be mekudeshet from now, so long as he has the 200 zuz. Al menat she'areich 200 zuz. I'm going to show you 200 zuz. Right? Harezu mekudeshet ve'yarela. He's got to show that he has 200 zuz. Okay, yereela.
There's enough to remember in the first case. The first case is that I have 200 zuz.
Like, this doesn't have to be his.
That I have 200 zuz. So if he can bring two witnesses, yes, we testify he has 200 zuz. The second case is, I'm going to show you. So he's got to actually show her the 200 zuz. Okay? So if he shows it, I'm mekudeshet.
Now, v'im hira la shulchan, ena mekudeshet.
The guy's a money changer. And he comes along and he shows, hey, look, here's 200 zuz, no good.
When he said that I have 200 zuz, that's his 200 zuz. Not Stam, he shows that he's working and his money changes, he shows the whole drawer full of money, that means nothing. She understood that it means he has the 200 zuz. Not Stam, she's going to get shown 200 zuz that belongs to the mint. Exactly. So therefore, not mekudeshet. But that's the Gemara. Now we start the Gemara. Itmar. Ravuna Amar. Oh, famous machloket. Ravuna Amar. Vihu yitin. Rav Yehuda Amar Lichshi Yitin.
The first case, guy gives her a piruta. Hare at mekudeshet li,
right? Al menat she eten lach matayim zuz.
When does the kiddushin hal?
So according to Rav Yehuda, vehu yitin.
The kiddushin is hal immediately, meaning when he gave the piruta. And now we just ask to fulfill the condition. When he fills the condition, retroactively, the kiddushin is hal from now. I mean, who yitin?
Where is Rabbi Yehuda? No, lichshi yitin.
Lichshi yitin, that's when the kiddushin is hal.
If he gave it 10 days later, so 10 days later, it's because it's a fantastic machloker over it. Tremendous nafkamina as well. Bidiyuk, guy comes in between, that's going to be nafkamina. Now let's go. Now we're going to give the logic. Ravuna amar vihu yitin. He says, "Tenae have it." It's a condition, meaning the kedushin is from now, and he put a condition on it. So mekayem tenaa the azil. He can fulfill his condition whatever he wants, but the kedushin is from now. Rav Yehuda amar lichshi yiten lichi yaiv avu kedushe, which means he meant when I give it to you. He didn't mean from now. Later, I mean when I give it to you, I'll be mekudeshet. Therefore, hashtami alu avu kedushe.
It's a big way of learning over here how to learn the case.
My benayu, what's enough coming out between the two? Tremendous. Ika benayu shepashta yada vekebla kiddushin ma'achir.
But in between the time of when he gave the first piruta till he gave her the 200 zuz, she accepted kiddushin from somebody else.
Leravuna lo ave kiddushin.
Why? To the second guy. Because retroactively, once he pays the money, he's mekudeshet from the beginning.
Rav Yehuda, havu kedushe.
Called Rav Yehuda, no. The second guy jumped the gun. He's in. His kedushin is going to be kedushin.
Utnan nameh, we have a similar machloket. Gabe gitin ki hai gavna.
By get. What's the case by get?
Ditnan. Ha'omer li'isha hare ze gitech al menat shetiteni li matayim zuz.
You want a get? Very nice. You got to give me 200 zuz.
Harezu migureshet v'ititin.
So it says, Harezu migureshet. The gerushin is a gerushin, but watch, he has to pay. So I have the same mahloket.
Is the gerushin from now, it's just that she has to fill the condition, or do we say no, when she fills the condition, the gerushin is halal. So same mahloket. Rav itmar, ravuna amar v'ititin, meaning it's migureshet from now, but she has to fill the condition. Rav Yehuda amar nikshetitin. And Rav Yehuda says, no, when she pays it. It's the same machloket, right? Lavuna amar v'ititin tenayave. It's a condition. Mekayim et tenayave azla. She fulfills the condition and then retroactively she was a condition. Rav Yehuda amar lichshetiten lechiyavi lahu daviget.
When she gives the money, that's when it's a get.
Hashtami alu aviget.
My benai, what would be the nafkamina between the two?
Ika benai shenitkara haget o she'abad.
Good case. The get got ripped up or got lost. V'ravuna havi get. Why? Because the get was already even at the time of the giving. V'Rabbi Yehuda lo havi get. Because by the time the get was around to be hal, there's no get because it was ripped up, it was torn up. The question is, what do you need two cases for? What do you need a case by Kiddushin? What do you need a case of? Gidu is the same mahloket. Misricha. Why? Diyashminan gabe Kiddushin. If you told me dafka by Kiddushin. Behag ka'ama Ravuna. In this case, Ravuna is going to say that the Kiddushin is hal. Now, Mishum de lekrobakate. Because Kiddushin, you're bringing it close. So you want to bring the Kiddushin as quick as possible. So that's when Avuna says it's hal immediately. But Kiddushin, when you're pushing her away, could be agreed to the Buddha that it happens at the later time. That even by get, where it's little haka, it happens immediately. Now we go the other way. If you gave me the case of Girushin, be'akamaravuna mishum di iu lo kesifle limitbea. Which means, in the case of the get, the reason why it's going to happen from now, because I'll come along and say, di iu lo kesifle limitbea. He's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. When he says, here's your get. I'm not to give me 200 zoos. He's got to collect, right? He's not embarrassed to come along and tell the lady, hey, give me the 200 zoos, right? And therefore, he's not worried about delaying the Girushin. The Girushin is from now, and he's saying, I'll get the 200. I'll get a problem, get the 200. I'll collect it, correct? He doesn't have to worry to delay the Girushin. The reason why we delay the Girushin is because he wants to hold her up. I mean, no Girushin till I get paid. He knows he's going to get paid. He's not scared to go to his former wife and pull out the money. Therefore, the Girushin is from now, and don't worry, I'll collect. However, Abal Hacha, but by Kiddushin, the I Kisifala Limitbea. She's embarrassed. What's the case of Kiddushin? I'm not that I'm going to give you 200 zoos. She's embarrassed to go to the husband and say, hey, where's my 200 zoos? Right? So therefore, I could argue that maybe she doesn't want to make a Kiddushin until she actually gets it. That's why Kazlogan says, that it's not going to happen until she gets it. Sariqa to come and tell me, even in that case, where the lady's embarrassed to claim the money, the Kiddushin is from now. And when she gets the money, it worked retroactively. Gemara continues, Meti ve'are zegitech almenat shetiteni li matayim zuz. This is the get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Afal pishinit kara haget. Even though the get got ripped up or she'avad, by the time that she made the payment, areze megureshet. She is considered married. She is considered divorced. There is a girushin le'acher lo tenase, and she should not get married to anybody else. The Gemara is giving advice that once the guy made such a condition, she should not get married to anybody else ad shetiten, until she gives the money. Because if she's going to get married to somebody else in the interim, maybe she's going to give the money in the end. Then she's really going to be. Maybe she's not going to give the money. I'm sorry. She's not going to give the money. She's not going to be divorced in the end. And when she got married to somebody else, so she's eshet ish. So the Braita is just giving advice. The ached lo tenaseh. She shouldn't get married to somebody else. Ad shetiten, and then the get is going to work the mafreya. So you see what that the get works retroactive. That's a question against the biyuda ve'od tanya. We have a Braita. Amar la, he tells the lady. And as a gitech, I'm not giving my time zoos. Same case, right? That is a gitech on the condition that you give me 200 zoos. Umet, and then he died. Natna, and then she gave the money. En zekuka liyabam. She does not have to fall to yibum, meaning it's a get retroactively. Lo natna, but if she didn't give the money, okay, then he died. Right? So she's zekuka liyabam. Ashbag omer. Notenet le'achiv o le'abiv o le'achad min ha'kerubim. That not only can she give the money to the husband, she can give the money to the brother or to the father of the guy, or to one of the relatives. So ad kan lo peligi elada morsavar li velo leyurshi umorsavar afilu leyurshi. The machlok between these two rabbis is when the guy says, on the condition you give me 200 zuz, so the machlok over here is what, who's me? So one opinion says me is dafka, the husband, and some of the Rishbag says even any of the inheritors. Okay, that's a separate machlok. Who does he allow the money to be paid to? But everybody holds the kulam amia tena'ah, everybody holds that it's a condition that works retroactively. So therefore it's a question to Yufta, that Rav Yehuda, it's a question against the Yehuda. Everybody says that retroactively they are divorced. When she gives the money, the get is chal, the mafreya. Rav Yehuda said no, Rav Yehuda said it's not chal until after. So comes Gemara and says, Amar lecha Rav Yehuda, hamani Rabbi. Don't ask me a question from these statements over here. This is following the opinion of Rabbi. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi, kula omer al menat. Oh, different story here. This over here, the guy used the word almenat. Right? These cases that you just asked me from is Arezikit almenat shittet needli. This is going like the opinion that says that when you say the word almenat, it's like you're saying me'akshav. Everybody agrees if a guy would tell a lady, I'd have to quote this me'akshav almenat shittetni. Me'akshav means retroactively. The hadush over here is that according to the B, when you say the words almenat, it also means me'achshav. So there's always be a question over there. Let's go like the opinion that says almenat is me'achshav. And the rabbis argue on that opinion. And I'm following the opinion of Rabbanan that say almenat is not considered the mafreya gufa. Anybody that says the words almenat, that's like saying me'achshav. Amar bizera ki avinam bebavel. So when I was in Bavel, Hava Amrina, and they used to say, "Had Amar Avuna Amar Avkod Amir Almenat Komer Me'achshav Dame Peligi Rabbanan Ale." In Bavel, they taught us that the rabbis argue on this concept and say that, well, when you say Almenat, it's not Me'achshav. Kisal Kelat. When I went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Asid Yativ Ka'amar La Meshemed Rabbi Yohanan Hakol Modim. In Israel, however, they learned that everybody agrees. Be'omer Almenat. The only machloket that you have is ela mehayom ulachar mita. Like we had the machloket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. That's the machloket over here, which means when you say mehayom ulachar mita, mehayom ulachar mita, what's the machloket? Do you say that it's mehayom is the ikar, it's retroactively, or do you say that it's a retraction? They're saying mehayom, then he's not out. He says ulachar mita. So the machlok is mayom ulachar mita. Does that work retroactively or not? But almenat, everybody holds that almenat is considered me'achshav. So comes the Gemara and says ve'hatanya. This is not a question. This is a proof. Ve'hatanya, we have a proof that is mayom ulachar mita get ve'eno get. Devrei Hachamim, right? Hachamim have a safek. Get ve'eno get, which means is if it's a retraction, so then already lahar mita, there's no get, and therefore no get. But if you say that no, it means mayom, so then already it is a get. So therefore you get ve'eno get safek. Rabbi Omer kaze get. Rabbi says no, for sure it's a condition. Well, for sure he means mayom, and therefore. It is definitely a guess. You see some machlok, but the guy says mayom ulachar mita. That is the machlok. Rav Yehuda, damar ba'amenat namen peligi. Oh, so Gemara has a side point. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learned that there was a machlok of Rabbi and Rabbanan even on almenat. Rabbi holds almenat is me'achshav, and Rabbanan say almenat is not me'achshav. So according to him, that says the machlok is in almenat. So what do they have to argue in the case of Mayom ulachar mita, Rabbi and Rabbanan? Niflege be'almenat. Why don't you give me the stronger machloket to tell me that what? Make the machloket in... Tell me the machloket. You hold this two machlokets over here. You hold that Rabbi and Rabbanan argue in two cases. Almenat is me'achshav or not. And you also hold that they argue in the case of Mayom ulachar mita. Is it considered Me'achshav, is it considered the get me'achshav or not? So you have two cases. So why did they show their machloket? Why did they express their machloket in me'ayom ulachan mitah? Why didn't they express their machloket in almenat? So I'll tell you a simple reason. They were the acha koach de rabbi. To show you how lenient Rabbi is, demayom ulachar mitah namear ez eget, which is not only almenat is considered me'achshav, but even when the guy says me'ayom ulachar mitah, it also is memafraya. So Gemara says v'niflege be'almenat leodiaka koach de rabbanan. What do you mean? Give me the other mahlokah. Tell me the mahlokah in almenat to show me how strict the rabbis are. That even almenat is not considered me'achshav. And therefore, almenat shetinit b'tayim zuz is only when the b'tayim zuz is given. Why are you showing me the strength of Rabbi, how lenient he is? Show me the mahlokah of almenat and show me how strict the rabbis are. Whenever you want to show me a strength of one opinion or the over the other, you always show me the lenient opinion. It's always a greater hadush who the lenient one is. And therefore, and showing me how lenient Rabbi is. That not only almenat, as he says, me'achshav, but even when he says me'ayom ulachar mitah, those words over there, me'ayom ulachar mitah, also means lemafreya, like we learned above. Okay, so that's what we me'ayom ulachar mitah. There's two machlokot. Okay. Comes again, the Gemara continues. Amenat she'eten lach mikan. Okay, what was that? Was the case in the Mishnah? What was the case in the Mishnah? The case in the Mishnah, if you go back, was the following. Let's get that case. Here. The case was Amel Isha. מעכשיו ולאחר 30 יום ובא אחר וקדשה בתוך 30 יום. Let's see, is that the case we're talking about over here? Let's see. Amenat shetenach. Okay, go. Amenat shetenach b'tayim zuz. Mikan v'al 30 yom. The guy gave himself 30 days. I'm going to give you a kiddushin. Harem mekodeshet li. Mikan until 30 days. If I give you b'tayim zuz. So he gave himself a 30-day window. Okay, that's the situation over here. The Gemara says, so what did we learn? We learned in the Mishnah, if he paid up within 30 days, mekudeshet. If not, not mekudeshet. That's the condition. Yeah. So comes Gemara and says, Peshita, is that obvious? Of course, that was the condition that he made. So he says, Ma'odetema, lav tena'ahu. That what he said, from now till 30 days, is really not a condition. Which means, he meant, I got to give you 200 zuz. And that what he said 30 days is not, the 30 days item is really not part of the condition. So why did he say it? He said it in order to mezarez himself, in order to give himself incentive to pay it right away. You might think, when a guy says to a lady, I'm going to give you 200 Jews within 30 days. Maybe the 30 days is not really part of the item. So what did he say it for? He said it because he wants motivate himself, exactly, to give it right away. But even if he doesn't give it right away, it'll be mekudesh whenever he gives it. No, the 30 days is dafka. If he says 30 days, that's part of the condition, and therefore if he doesn't pay up within 30 days, it is not going to be a kiddushin. Next case, guy tells a lady, al menat sheyesh li matayim zuz. Okay, we said, the guy is mekudesh lady, on the condition that I have 200 zuz. So the Gemara says he's mekudesh as long as he has 200 zuz. The Gemara says, what does it mean? How would you ascertain that the guy has 200 zuz? Can have witnesses. Two edim has to have to come and testify that, we know that this guy is worth 200 zuz. So the Gemara asks a question. And let's say two witnesses don't come. V'nichush shema yeshlo. Why don't you suspect maybe he has... So witnesses didn't show up, but still maybe it's a condition. Just because witnesses don't show up, maybe buddy has 200 zuz, and therefore the kiddushin should be a kiddushin. And not only that, the od tanya haishin an shema yeshlo. We have a clear braita. That even if witnesses don't show up, you got to suspect maybe he has 200 zuz. And if he has 200 zuz, then the kiddushin is a kiddushin. So the Gemara says, lakashya.
You're right. Which means when you have witnesses that come along and testify the guy's worth 200 Zuz, then the Kiddushin is Kiddushin Vadai. That Braita that said, you have to suspect, that Braita was talking about it's Kiddushin Safek. Which means you're right. Really, if there's no witnesses that show up, you have to suspect maybe the guy's worth 200 Zuz. And therefore, the Kiddushin is going to be a Kiddushin Safek. Our Mishnah that's talking about Arezim Kudesh, it's talking about Kiddushin Vadai. What's the case of Kiddushin Vadai? We have two witnesses that showed up and testified that he indeed has the money. Comes Gimaran says, "Al menat sheir ech matayim zuz." Right, on the condition that I show you 200 zuz. Now Gimaran says, "Tana lo nitkavena ila lirot mishelo." Of course, when he says 200 zuz, he means that he's showing 200 zuz of his own money. Not time he's going to show a 200 zuz that belong to somebody else. The money that he shows has to be money that belongs to him, because that's what she's thinking, that the guy's worth 200 zuz. The Gemara says, "Beimid ala ala shulchan." In a mikudeshin, if he shows him money, he's a money changer. So he shows him money, you know, in his drawer, on 200 zuz in a mikudeshin. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, of course not. He just told me that the money's got to belong to him. Mm-hmm. If he's going to show money that's just on his table, of course that doesn't mean anything." Which means, even though the money was given to him to make business, he gave 200 zuz, he's getting a vig, right? He's changing the money, he takes a commission and things like that, so he's going to get half profit. Kamash Malan, doesn't matter. When he says 200 zuz, he didn't mean 200 zuz that he's getting to invest or to make a profit from. He means 200 zuz got to be his. So therefore, ena mikudeshet. Comes the next Mishnah. Reza mikudeshet. I'm sorry. Amenat. Shesti betkur afar. Okay. Guy tells a lady, I have a condition on the condition. I have a betkur. It's a tremendous area. A 30 se'ah field that you can plant, wheat or barley. Now she gives you the shi'ur of a betkur. Look at that. She betkur. Makoma ra'ui lezroa shiloshim se'in. It's a big enough spot where you can plant 30 se'ah. Ve'hashbina nechol satayim me'ah al hamishim. Oh, so bet nechol satayim, every 2 se'ah is me'ah al hamishim, is 100
by 50
amot.
5,000 square.
5,000 square amot. Kehaser hamishkan. Hamishim al hamishim lebet se'ah. Okay, that's 50 by 50, like the Mishkan. Ubet kur, a bet kur, which we're talking about now, elef vetak orech al nun. That's 1,500 by 50. That's the shiur of a bet kur. Elef vetak, 1,500 by 50. Roha.
75,000 square.
That's right. V'imatam, if you square it, square amot, tmseinu 273 ve-5 tefachim al 273 ve-5 tefachim ve'od davar mu'at. So it's 273 and 5 tefachim and change squared by 275 and a few tefachim squared. I give you the smallest shiur over there. So that's the shiur of a bet kur. Is bet se'an? Is bet kur? So what do you think? It's 75,000
square amot.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a big field.
Big, yeah.
Okay, you can, and in that area you can plant 30 se'ah of product. Anyway, what does the guy tell her? Harem kodesh on the kodesh that I have this field. So it's harem kodesh if he has. Okay, it's kodesh if he has it. He says, I have the field in such and such place. If it's in the place that he said, I'm going to show you bet kur afar. He's going to show it. If he showed her the field in a valley that he has this shiur, okay, we have to see exactly all the cases now. So the Gemara says, okay, back to the first case again. He gave me the first case, was what? The guy has a, I have Mekudesh on the condition that I have a bet kur. The Gemara says, okay, it's Mekudesh if he has it. What do you mean he has it? It means two witnesses have to show up.
Same story. Two witnesses show up and say, we know for a fact the guy's got a bet kur. It's masper. If the two witnesses don't show up, no mikudushin. Why not? Maybe suspect that he has it, and therefore it should be a kedushin. We have a bright that it clearly says we have to suspect that maybe indeed he has it. Like we learned earlier, you're right, the Mishnah is talking about kedushin. Two witnesses show up and say that he has the field, then you have to, it's a vada kedushin. I, the bright over there that said, Haishinan, it's kedushin safek. Amishnah is not talking about kedushin safek. We really have to suspect that he might have it. But Amishnah is talking about kedushin vadai. So Gemara says, we have the same hadus. We just learned in the last Mishnah by money that if there's two witnesses, it's kedushin vadai, and if there's no two witnesses, you have to suspect that maybe he has it. You told me the same hadus by money. You told me the same hadus by fields. By fields, you just told me the same item. If there's two witnesses, kedushin vadai. If there's no two witnesses, kedushin safek. What do you need the hadus repeated ben bekarka and ben bezuz, kabraza sirika. You need it. If you told it to me by money, bishum davidi inche de matzne'e. Because people hide their money. And therefore, if two witnesses don't show up, you have to suspect maybe the guy's got money somewhere. If two witnesses don't say that he has the field, where is he hiding a field? In his pocket? And therefore, there would have been a rumors. There would have been a talk if he had a field. Therefore, maybe if two witnesses come, if two witnesses don't show up, you might think that we don't have to suspect it at all. Because there's no, if nobody's talking about that as a field, must be he doesn't have it. Kamash malan, that even so, that even if two witnesses don't come, you have to suspect maybe he's got a field somewhere, and therefore, mikudesh et misafek. The hadush is in the field side. But I continues, almenach yeshni bimakomploni. Oh, we said, what? Haram Mekudesh Ali, on the condition that I have the field in this place. So what did the Mishnah say? If the field is indeed in that place, Mekudesh. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's what he said. He said, the field in this place. What do you need to tell me in this the Mishnah? Of course. So the Gemara says, Ma'udetema, Amalai, Ketala, Meinafka, Lamina. What do you care where the field is? Ana Tarachna, Maitina. You worry that it's too far, the field? I'll bring the goods to you. He said, listen, I'm not that I have a field, you know, a mile away from whatever, hey, down the block from the house. Oh, so okay, beauty, so I have food right there. Now all of a sudden they find the field is a mile away. Mishnah says, Ena Mekudesh. Pshita. So why is Pshita? Maybe even if the field's a mile away, the guy could say, what do you care where the field is? I'm going to bring the product here anyway, so what's the difference? Kamash Malan, no. The lady, when she heard that the field is close to the house, that's what she wants. And therefore you cannot say, well, what do you care? Okay, so we said, well, on the condition that he shows her a bit kur afar, it says, Tana, right, it's got to be his. Mishelo, you can't sell a bit kur afar of somebody else. It means it's his bet kur. If he showed, he took her to the valley, then he shows a big area over there. So Gemara says, Ena Mekudesh. Gemara says, Pshita. Why? The Bekaha wasn't his field. He's time, he took her to a valley. Look at all this stuff over here. Well, of course, Enam Kodesh. Go show us somebody else's property. So Gemara says, Lo Tzericha, Denakit Bedistura. He's a sharecropper. Oh, so therefore he's getting some profits. So therefore you might have thought that since he's a sharecropper, he's getting some profits from the field. That's because it is. Kamash, no, he said Bet Kur. It's got to be a Bet Kur. That's all his.